From NBC's Today, co-anchor Savannah Guthrie and educator Allison Oppenheim comes a new fairy tale with a twist. The book Princesses Wear Pants follows the unflappable Princess Penelope Pineapple, who knows how to get the job done while staying true to herself. Princess Penelope lives in a beautiful palace with a closet full of beautiful dresses. But being a princess is much, much more than beauty. In fact, every morning, Princess Penelope runs right past her frilly dresses to choose from her beloved collection of pants. Savannah Guthrie is the co-host of Today on NBC, as well as an attorney and legal analyst. Allison Oppenheim is trained in clinical psychology and a mother of three. And it's a pleasure to welcome Savannah and Allison to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Happy to be here. Thanks.
All right, Savannah, let's begin with you of how this became a project.
Well, it kind of was hatched over dinner with my friend Allie. We were bonding because we both have little girls, and we were just laughing and noticing how totally into the whole princess thing they both were. And we were sitting there thinking, gosh, did we? They get that from us? Like, is it from society? Where does this come from? And, you know, we love the princess thing. I think we're princesses ourselves. But we also were thinking, you know, I hope that's not all it is. We don't want them to think it's just all about your looks and your glitter and your sparkles. And that started a conversation because Allie in particular was having a very concrete struggle with her daughter Isla.
I was. I was having it on a practical as well as a philosophical level. My daughter was in the throes of the princess movement, if you will, and she was living it, I would say. And I started to kind of, partially it's all for us, I should say. We did take her to Disney World, which sealed the deal. And
sure.
Then she refused to wear pants after that. And she would wear only tutus and largely costumes. I wouldn't even call them dresses because they're, you know, polyester and they're very thin. And, of course, there's a tiara on top. And that's to the grocery store, to school, to the library. And I know a lot of moms have a similar story. She's not
sure.
The only princess out there at the grocery store. But it became, you know, a bit of a weather challenge in that, you know, she would rather freeze than put a jacket on to mess up her outfit. And I just wanted to know what was this thing that had such a strong hold over her. So I started a conversation with her, which kind of led into the book, which was originally, I said, well, what is a princess, Isla? And she said, well, it's a lady in a big fancy dress. And I said, well, what does a princess do? And she said, spin in the kingdom, which I knew was a reference to attending the grand ball. But what else does she do? And she certainly had no idea. So I thought, well, this is a great opportunity to talk about, first of all, who is a princess? She's a woman in a leadership role. She's an important and special lady who has some power. And what does she do with her power? What does she do with her leadership? And, you know, how can we talk about that? How can we stay in her excited imaginary world, her pink and sparkly world, which we would never want to take away from her fairy tale dreams? But how can we further the conversation to something a little more practical and a little more meaningful?
So then how did the two of you, Savannah, how do you work that out and say, okay, let's do a book, let's work on this together? How is the division of labor? How do you divide the labor?
You know, it's funny because it didn't feel like labor. I guess it felt like a labor of love. But we had this idea, and Allie had done something really smart, which was to show her daughter Isla a picture of Duchess Kate Middleton playing rugby in pants. And she said, I told Isla, princesses wear pants. And as soon as she said that sentence, I thought, that's a book. And we started imagining and dreaming right in that moment about what a book like that could be. And the next morning we started emailing each other back and forth with ideas, and we started writing pages, and it all unfolded from there. And it just happened so naturally. You know, she would write a few pages, then I would write a few pages. We would suggest edits to the others, and it just was done. And, you know, before we knew it, we had a book to try to do something with. And then we thought, well, let's just keep it going. Let's try to see if we could get it published.
So Princess Penelope Pineapple is her name, and she is the pilot of the Pineapple Air Command, and there is Great Grandma Pineapple in here, and there's the Pineapple Ball. So it seems, Allie, that you two then just had great fun with this.
we really enjoyed it. We did some thinking, we did some planning, but it was like Savannah said, it was really effortless. It was very natural. It was our little girl's story and the story we wanted to tell to them, and we felt like hopefully that story was relevant for a lot of moms out there, or parents, I should say. And so it didn't take a lot of thought, but we did think about what are the activities that are most important to us, and what are women doing today that's changing the world. And so we thought about science and engineering. We thought about community service. We thought about, you know, helping people in need. We thought about, you know, taking care of your community, all those kinds of things. And we factor those into the activities that our princess undertakes in the book.
Kudos to your illustrator as well.
Oh, she's amazing. We loved her so much. She lives in Ireland, actually, and she took this concept and she ran and she dialed it up to like a 25. I think her illustrations are so beautiful.
Eva Byrne is the illustrator of the book. It's Princesses Wear Pants, and it's from Abram Books for Young Readers. And when you do a project like this, do you think of, oh, well, we could do another one. We could do, why stop here? That was fun. Let's do another one.
We do think that, actually. We feel like there is more of a story to tell, and we feel like this little girl, who we hope is so relatable, she's quirky, she's fun, she's brave, she's bold, she's, you know, smart, and she's busy, and I think she does have a lot more adventures to come, so we've kind of already started working on her next adventure in the book. So, yeah, we're hopefully sequel.
Savannah, do you think she looks like you?
I don't know. Do you?
Yes.
I mean, we like her. She looks like how maybe I'd want to look. I love those pigtails. We had fun. We got to really consult with Eva in designing her, and both Allie and I felt really strongly. We're like, she's got to have brown hair. We want her. We're like, make her rounder, make her cuter. You know, we wanted to be her to be an approachable little princess, a real girl, not some unattainable ideal.
What has the reaction been from kids, which I assume, Savannah, I mean, you certainly have wonderful fans, but maybe not necessarily in this demographic.
So I think that the response has been great. I mean, Vale and Isla really loved it, and they're, of course, our focus group. But also, we've had a lot of little girls at the signing, and they seem to love it, and that's the main thing. We talk a lot about the message, and I love it because people are responding to that. But this is a kid's book, and it's supposed to be fun, and it's supposed to be colorful, and there's glitter on the cover. And I think, so far, little kids have really loved it.
There's glitter on the cover. If you can accomplish that in life, there's glitter on the cover. Princesses Wear Pants. It is out from Abrams. Savannah Guthrie, Allie Oppenheim, I thank both of you very much for joining us. Best of luck with the project, and thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. A delight to have you both here.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you. Yeah, thanks.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the name of the book, Princesses Wear Pants, Savannah Guthrie, Allison Oppenheim. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.